Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And do you have a pet? Are you concerned about your pet's health? Did you know that more pets are getting cancer now than ever before in the history of pet domestication? Well, today we have an expert with us, Kay Aubrey Shemaine, who's going to be talking to us about how to prevent cancer. In fact, she's a bio-nutritional consultant who helps people help their pets overcome cancer and other serious degenerative conditions. She also works with horses. Her website is grandadventuresranch.com, and we'll repeat it again later, so take notes if you'd like to. And welcome, Kay, to the show.
Thanks, Mike. I've been looking forward to coming on.
Well, I've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time because your reputation in the industry, in the natural health industry, is very well received. Many people I know send clients to you. They send their horses to you. They call you up. How did you create this huge business now from treating pets with natural medicine?
Well, I think as people that I ran into found more and more problems with their animals and were not getting the answers that they wanted from traditional medicine, they were looking for answers. And I had some significant health problems myself. I had a horse with amazing health challenges, autoimmune diseases that were only ever found in books. And then I went through a lot of these challenges with dogs and other animals in my life. And I had to find a better way. And as people saw that happening, they jumped on board and we found better ways to go.
So what kinds of conditions or diseases do you actually help animals overcome?
Well, I don't do any of it. The animal does all of it.
Good.
Obviously.
I'm glad you said that.
I don't heal anybody. We work to help the body have a proper nutrition to detoxify and cleanse out any toxins that are in the liver and kidneys and the organs of elimination. And when we support those things and support the emotional health and well-being of the animal as well, the body can often overcome any challenge.
So I've known people who sent dogs to you or consulted with you about their dogs having cancer, and their dogs were able to overcome cancer.
That's right. Cancer is simply a warning sign. If we turn around how we look at cancer, and when we get a diagnosis of cancer, if we would change that to, oh, thank goodness, because the opposite would be to die from the poisons that caused the body to create the cancer in the first place. We would have died immediately if the body couldn't have walled that off and then hence gotten cancer from it.
So you're saying the development of cancer is really a communication, a sign that
right.
Something needs to be done to save this life.
Exactly. And sometimes there's not enough time, but often there is. And if we can catch it in time or prevent it in the first place or turn it around before you even knew cancer was there, you've made all the inroads to wellness that you possibly can.
Now, people are losing their pets to cancer now in numbers never before seen.
It's huge.
It's awful.
Over 50%. Over 50% of dogs in the United States will die with cancer. Cats are catching up rapidly. Now we're seeing horses with melanomas and sarcomas and you know, tumors coming off their penises and off their bodies. And it's all coming from the amazing amount of toxins that are overwhelming them.
Now, the sad thing that I see in this, though, is if you take your animal to a veterinarian, a typical conventional vet, they don't know much about nutrition these days. It seems like they used to a couple of decades ago, but today they're more and more focused on drugs.
Well, that's what they're taught. To be fair, most veterinarians go to vet school with a very clear idea that they want to help animals.
Yes, you know? Absolutely, I agree.
And they get to vet school after having taken one class in animal nutrition in college, and that class is based on feedlot cattle. Nobody cares about the digestibility of the protein. It's simply this animal needs this much protein, this much carbohydrate, et cetera, this much energy source. They don't care if the protein source is shoe leather or meat or corn or chia seed. It doesn't matter to them. It's just percent protein or percent carbohydrate. And nobody cares if the typical steer's liver is toxic at 18 months because they're going to just throw it away and eat the steer in the first place.
So what kinds of things do you use in your consulting practice? What kinds of herbs, let's say, or superfoods or nutrition that typical veterinarians might not be aware of?
Well, we always start with feeding a biologically appropriate diet. So look at what the animal ate when Mother Nature was feeding it correctly. We would feed a dog raw foods if possible. That doesn't fit into everybody's lifestyle, but dogs and cats should be getting good raw meaty bones. Lots of fat, lots of bone, lots of carcass, as well as meat and some vegetables. With horses, we're looking at feeding grasses, not legumes, feeding very little grain and more fats instead of carbohydrates as an energy source. And then we use herbs like the Amazon herbs that are so pure to help provide no holes in the nutrition, making sure that they have a very complete diet, all the amino acids, all the vitamins, minerals, cofactors that they need. And we use amino acid chelated minerals. We'll use a variety of different good whole food sources to have a baseline healthy nutritional base.
So certainly you're not just buying canned dog food or bagged dog food and feeding that dry, dead food.
Absolutely not. I work with a number of different ultra-premium foods that have come out in the last decade or so. I don't sell much in the way of foods. What I prefer to do is teach people how to make their own pet foods.
Okay. Is there a food brand that you recommend that's good out there?
Well, I think there's more and more that are coming out. One I like is Paw Natura for dogs and cats.
How do you spell that?
P-A-W and N-A-T-U-R-A-W.
Okay.
Paw Natura. It's the first certified organic raw food for dogs. And they've got a cat product coming out sometime next month. But their dog food is great for cats as well because it's just organic ground up chicken or turkey or bison or beef.
So that's probably a frozen product.
It's a frozen product. There are kibbles that are very good. I think Nature's Variety is very good. A company named Dynamite has a fabulous kibble called the Ultimate Kibble that is, again, grain-free. Dogs and cats were never designed to eat starch.
Right.
And using USDA human-grade meats. Now, this is something that they're not allowed to put on the label. Unless you make your pet food in a human food plant, you're not allowed to discriminate on the label about whether or not it's
human-grade, rendered
dead, dying, diseased, and decayed meats, or whether it's human grade. So companies like Wellness and Nature's Variety and so on that have gone to the human grade meats are really at a disadvantage because they're not allowed to say so.
Wow.
On the label.
What about the Honest Kitchen? You know that company,
Honest
right?
Kitchen's a very good food. It's a dehydrated food. I like it as an augment, especially to feeding lots of carcass to our dogs and cats, because it's got all the vegetables. And it can say USDA human grade because they make it in a human food plant.
And what would you say to those people who say, I don't want to feed my dog any animal products. I want to feed him just a vegetarian diet. I've always thought, you know, that's not really compatible with the dog's biology.
No. If you look at the dog's teeth or the cat's teeth, they were not meant to grind grains. They were meant to rip meat. They don't have the kind of tooth dentures, the dentition, to properly eat a vegetarian diet. So they were never designed to. They don't produce any amylase. They produce very, very little digestive enzyme for plants. So they're meant to eat meat.
So then how do you acquire meat that's, you know, free range or ethically acquired meat? I mean, there's so much cruelty in the slaughterhouse industry today. How do you recommend people navigate this?
Well, to do the best they can with what they have. Will we always be able to get completely organic? No. But even going and buying chicken wings at Walmart, while it's not the greatest, is such a huge step up from 99% of the dog foods that they could buy in any kind of commercial grocery store, any kind of pet food store. It's a huge step up. Believe me, those are not organic. Then if we can get the free range, all the better. And start looking for those sourcings, or things like Paw Natura.
I think people would be shocked if they really knew what went into canned dog food. They'd be disgusted.
Yeah. Yeah. With back in the days when they said people were eating pet foods because it was better than what they were getting out of their own foods, that's a long time gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I would say so. Now, we're going to take a break here shortly, but when we come back, Kay, I'd like you to talk about some of the herbs that you use, that you recommend, maybe some other superfoods. So far, we've really just talked about basic feeding.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the medicines
All right.
that you use. Now, you're listening to an exclusive interview with Kay Aubrey Shemain, a bio-nutritional consultant. You can find her website at grandadventuresranch.com. It's located in southern Arizona. There's a bed and breakfast on site there where you can come and learn about all of this information. She also does consulting on the phone, and we'll give out her toll-free number after this break. You are listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I hope you're enjoying this. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break with more information about pet health and overcoming pet diseases through the help of Kay Aubrey Shemain. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. You're listening to an exclusive interview with Kay Aubrey Shemaine, a bionutritional consultant, someone who has a wealth of information about pet health. She's not a veterinarian, by the way. She's not trained as a conventional veterinarian, which is a good thing. That's why I asked her on the show, because I think her knowledge greatly exceeds what typical veterinarians are trained for. And she has ways to help animals heal themselves so that those animals' own bodies can overcome serious health conditions, including cancer and diabetes and other things. And she's here with us in the studio today. Kay, thanks for joining us again for this segment.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, on the break, you were mentioning that a lot of people are wasting money on teeth cleaning services for their dogs in particular.
Yeah, dogs and cats are seeing ever-increasing numbers of services to have their teeth cleaned, teeth removed because of poor dental health. And it goes back to poor foods. There's no enzymes in the foods they're eating. They're eating very low quality, and nothing's cleaning the tartar off, and they get the tooth disease. And I was shocked last year when we did an informal survey of the veterinarians in southern Arizona. I thought it was, $150 to have a teeth cleaning. It was $300 to $600 per animal. And I was absolutely shocked. And some of these animals were having to be done every year.
Wait, that's more than it costs to have your own teeth cleaned as a human dental patient.
Because they have to sedate the animal. And the sedation is, of course, very hard on the animal.
Yeah.
And it's really unnecessarily. If a dog is eating or cat is eating correctly, they'll never need a teeth cleaning. But if you do have an animal in that situation, there's an herbal product called Sangre de Drago, which translates to blood of the dragon. And it looks a lot like blood. It's a sap of a tree. It is 90% by dry weight pure proanthocyanidins, pure antioxidants. You rub that on the teeth and gums twice a day for about a week. It heals up any kind of sores, gum disease, and the tartar just starts to fall off the teeth. You can brush them, or you can even just give them good chicken necks and chicken wings raw to eat, and the tartar just falls off.
You know, I've heard from many people about this, actually from you originally, and then I started asking people what they're doing for their pets' teeth, and more people are using this Sangre de Drago. And a lot of people are using this too.
It from a human physician. I learned about it from a doctor who was working with quadriplegics who can't brush their teeth, and they had terrible gum disease.
Oh, wow.
So we tried it on the dogs, and it was remarkable. Not only did we heal up gum disease, but the tartar, black tartar on these teeth, started falling off within days. So for a $30 jar, for 1 ounce of this, you could do 5 or 10 dogs.
Instead of paying $300 per cleaning.
Exactly.
And, of course, the veterinarians don't know about this sangre herb.
Some are starting to learn. We've been approaching a lot, and there are veterinarians using it.
Now, I want to let people know where they can find this. You are a distributor for a company that I've recommended for many years, the Amazon Herb Company.
Yes.
And they bring in herbs from South America, including this one, Sangre de Drago. They have cat's claw. They have many different herbs. And as you're a distributor, people can find this product through your website, correct?
Correct. Yeah, they just follow the links to my Amazon Herbs for Animals pages, and it will give them lots of information on how to use the animals, the herbs, to keep their animals healthy, to use the Sangre de Drago not only for healing up the teeth, but as an amazing first aid kit. I never go anywhere without it.
So Kay's website, for those listening, is www.grandadventuresranch.com, and that's adventures plural with an S. So grandadventuresranch.com. And your 800 number is okay if we give this out?
Of course.
1-800-797-8274. And you can call Kay if you'd like more information about her consulting or the rainforest products that she uses to help dogs and other animals heal themselves.
Right.
Now, what do you think the future of veterinarian medicine really entails? Do you think they will eventually adopt these, what I call nature's medicines, and start using them?
Well, that's a tall order, but I think that we're seeing a growing number of holistically minded veterinarians. The Holistic Veterinary Medical Association is growing rapidly.
Ah, do you know the website for that, by the way?
AHVMA.org, I believe. And you can do a Google search on American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association.
Okay.
And it's being driven by market forces. The more people go to their vets and require herbs, acupuncture, alternatives in diet, the more that the veterinary clinics are going to step up and say, ooh, people want this. We better send somebody to acupuncture school. We better send somebody to chiropractic school. We better bring a massage therapist on staff. As that is happening, we're seeing it growing more and more across the country.
So there is movement in the right direction.
You bet.
They're not fighting it like, say, conventional medicine is in the human realm.
Well, they're fighting it. They're fighting it. The AVMA, which has followed the same tact as the AMA, has been going after alternative therapists like crazy, alternative veterinarians. They've really tried to crack down and prevent them from operating.
Oh, man. All right. So one of the best things that those listening can do to help support holistic veterinary practices is to go to their vet and start requesting holistic therapies, correct?
Exactly. And asking the vet to explain why he's selling dog food that's essentially agri-waste.
Dead, processed.
Exactly.
Enzymatically deficient.
And there's articles on my website about what constitutes good foods and what's bad foods, how to read a dog food ingredient list.
Oh, there's a real art and a science.
Oh, it is. And so if you really want to stay awake nights, start reading what's in your pet food.
All right, you can find those articles again at grandadventuresranch.com. And you authored all of those articles, Kay?
Most of them, yes. Or I've brought in ones that I think are remarkable and added them their links to it.
What are the top things that those listening can do right now to enhance the health of their pets and prevent cancer?
Oh, well, it starts with three words: detox, detox, detox.
All right.
Anybody who comes on my weekly calls, we have weekly calls every Wednesday night on holistic health for animals. They can come on, they can learn ways to do this, but it starts with cleaning out the organs of elimination. I use products from Amazon Herbs called Gravazon, which is an amazing liver support, kidney detoxification, lymph system support. We use tea, which is this wonderful herbal tea called Treasure Tea from the Amazon rainforest, and that supports the kidneys. And we use another product called Fibrozon, which helps to clean out the colon and all of the indigestible waste products that have built up in all of our animals.
Now, how do you give these products to the dogs?
Put it in their food. They love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just mix it right in.
Mix it right in. They love it.
And it's liquid.
Well, there's liquids, there's powders, there's a variety of different things that we can do. There's capsules for those who just have the most world's finicky cat that won't eat the herbs. There's ways of doing it. You could also put it on cat's paws and they'll lick it off because they hate having their paws be dirty.
Yeah,
that's a
very
way
clever
to get
way.
It in. And you could also rub it on the bellies. It'll go right in through the skin.
Wow, okay, so transdermal absorption.
Transdermal absorption with the liquid tinctures, you bet.
Interesting. So out of all of these products, which product do you think, if someone were going to start from zero, if they're not familiar with these herbs, what should they start with that would have the best impact on their pet's health?
You know, I'd really have to say it's a five-product system. It's the tea and the fibers on for detoxification. It's Illumination, which is a broad-spectrum vitamin mineral. It's Aquazon, which is blue-green algae, a superfood for nutrition, and then a product called Sumacazon for endocrine support.
All right, we'll come back after this break and talk more about some of these therapies and some tips that you can use to keep your animals free of cancer and other serious diseases. You're listening to The Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to The Health Ranger Show with your host, Mike Adams, The Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and we are continuing our exclusive and very informative interview with Kay Aubrey Shemaine, a bionutritional consultant and expert in pet health, an expert in using rainforest herbs to help support the health of pets, also an expert in the nutrition of pets, not just dogs and cats, but also horses and other animals. She has a ranch in southern Arizona, and they have a bed and breakfast there. You can actually come visit and see all of this in action and learn first person. And the website that she has is grandadventuresranch.com. Her 800 number for more information is 1-800-797-8274. Now, I've got a quick story to share with you, Kay, about the frustration that I experienced in trying to save animals with natural medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own term. When I say natural medicine, that's my own point of view. Well, I hooked up with a local animal rescue organization, and I said, you know, look, I really want to use some superfoods and some rainforest herbs and try to help save as many of the animals as I can, even ones that have cancer and so on. And They found a dog that was about to be put to sleep. They took him to the vet on my behalf. I paid the bills. And the vet called me and told me what she thought was wrong, you know, certain types of cancer, maybe even valley fever, different things going on. And I said, well, you know, here's my plan. I'm gonna treat the animal with this and this and this. And they said, we will not allow you to do that. They said, we will not release the animal to you to be treated with herbal medicine or superfoods or exercise or any of the things that you mentioned. We will not allow that to happen. And so they put this animal to sleep and sent me a bill and denied me the opportunity to use nutrition to help save this dog's life. That's a true story.
Wow. That's frightening. I wish I'd known about it. We would have certainly put him on the circle of vets to never use again. I hope you didn't pay the bill.
Well, I did pay the bill because I didn't want to, you know, have a collections issue. But I learned an important lesson. And that is, for me personally, my lesson is, if I want to save an animal's life, don't take him to the vet.
Or research which vet you're taking them to.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Go to a holistic veterinarian.
Go to a holistic veterinarian or interview. One of the biggest mistakes people make with looking for veterinarians is they go to the one on the corner because it's close.
Yes.
You need to interview veterinarians. You need to find out, how many animals have you worked with this issue? What is your specialty? If you have a dog or a cat with a specific genetic problem, is that vet familiar with that breed? Do they know what's going on with that? Have they worked with cancer? Are they open to alternative therapies? Will they allow you to feed a raw diet?
These are great questions.
If they say no, walk out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you can find holistic veterinarians. Is there a directory, by the way?
There are directories. They're not very encompassing. But you can do a lot of Google searches. You can find them that way. You can also contact me. I can let you know ones in Southern Arizona. And I can hook you up with ones in other parts of the country.
Well, people are listening from all over the country, all
exactly.
around the world, in fact. And I think the main thing they need to know from this interview is that if their dog has been at a conventional vet or their cat or any animal, if they've been diagnosed with a serious condition like cancer or diabetes or even cardiovascular disease, that they may have options of saving that animal's life that the vet isn't even aware of.
Exactly. Heartworm being another case in point. Heartworm is considered a death knell. And yet, animals in the wild survive heartworm all the time.
And how do they do that?
Because they have a healthy immune system. The heartworm goes through its life cycle. It dies off. It leaves the body.
Ah.
Okay, but that animal has a healthy, strong immune system with a lot of digestive enzymes. Because we feed our domesticated animals dead diets, they don't have those enzymes to go in and break down the heartworm that's in the bloodstream.
Wow.
So, big difference.
Big difference. All right, let's talk about allergies, because pets, there are lots of problems with allergies these days. And you mentioned on the break, in fact, that you thought one of the main sources of visits and revenue to veterinarians is the treatment of allergies.
Yes. And in my opinion, it's not truly allergies. We'll hear that dogs are allergic, or they develop an allergy to this food, then this food, then this food, and they start chasing the next protein source. And the next thing, your dog is on venison and potato, and then it's on duck and sweet potato. And because it takes about 6 to 12 weeks for that dog to develop histamine responses to that particular protein source. And then you have to start all over again. And the worst thing now is they're using chemotherapy shots to just knock out the immune system.
What?
So it can't have an allergy.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. This is very common. And this is being touted by the pharmaceutical companies as another way to sell their poison their way to health,
so,
is the way I look at it.
They're injecting dogs with chemotherapy to suppress the immune system response to so-called food allergies.
Correct.
That's insane.
I spoke to someone yesterday who had a dog that has been on antibiotics and prednisone for 6 years for what was supposedly a skin allergy. Down the line, this dog showed up as probably having mites, having scabies or demodetic mange, and the vet refuses to do a skin scraping because it would show her up as wrong on her treatment. I sent her back to get a skin scraping, and the vet refused. Instead, this poor animal has been on antibiotics and prednisone to suppress all the problems
for
6 years.
Instead of solving it.
And it might not be those things, but let's do the skin scraping and find out. But so many of what are considered, quote, allergies are really a toxic, overloaded organs of elimination. We only have four ways to get junk out of our body. We can pee it out, poop it out, breathe it out through the lungs. If those ways are not available because they're overloaded, it's got to go out through the skin.
Absolutely.
That's what we're seeing as allergies, is toxins getting shoved out the skin because the liver and kidneys have been bombarded with pet foods preserved with ethoxyquin, which is essentially Agent Orange, okay?
Oh, my.
With over-vaccination, with paste wormers that are poisoning our way to health, our animals have become toxic waste dumps. And so we get surprised when we see this coming out the skin. The answer for dealing with that is my same answer as starting with any other serious degenerative disease. Detox, detox, detox.
So almost no matter what health challenge an animal has, you've got to get back to the basics of
That's
health.
Right.
You've got to detox, and then you've got to change the food.
Right.
And start giving them real nutrition.
Real nutrition and non-toxic nutrition. And that's very hard to find. It's getting a lot easier, thank goodness. 15 years ago, standing out at dog shows, we were pissing in the wind when we were talking about chemically preserved
food. So to speak.
So to speak. We were standing between Iams on one side and Purina on another and Pedigree behind us, and we're staring and going, don't feed that to your dog.
Right.
And we're in this little tiny booth in the middle with no money going, you don't want to do that. And now you go to the shows. The dog shows are really where you see the leading front of health things for animals, because those are the people who are investing a lot of money in.
You know, one thing I've noticed, though, in the industry, there are a lot of pet food companies now that are on the natural bandwagon, and they have, you know, big claims on their product bags,
right,
and on their websites. It's all natural. But, you know, the truth is that's not even regulated. And if you look at their ingredients for a lot of these companies, it's still garbage.
Well, that's like saying 7-Up is all natural.
Yeah, exactly.
Beware of marketing and read the labels. Download things on how to read what these things are.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. Now, let's talk about microalgae and superfoods for just a minute here. Spirulina, chlorella, do you feed these things to your dogs?
I love blue-green algae. I feed the Aquazon from Amazon Herbs, which is a mix of freshwater and saltwater blue-green algae, and it lowers the histamine response there in our, quote, allergy animals. It helps with stem cell production. It helps with general nutrition. Our horses that are in our cancer recovery program are getting that every single day. Any of the cancer animals that I coach for and the allergy animals that I coach with, they're all on the blue-green algae.
So you have a cancer recovery program for horses?
Horses, dogs, cats. We have an on-site for horses where they can come to us and we'll do the work for you. And then we have a coaching program where we work with people over the phone for 6 months to help their animal through this process.
All right. You've been listening to an interview that we will continue with Kay Aubrey Shemaine, a bio-nutritional consultant. Her website is grandadventuresranch.com. Check that out online for more information, articles, answers to some of your questions. And her 800 number is 1-800-797-8274. We'll be right back after this break with more. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show, and right now we are continuing our conversation with a bio-nutritional consultant and expert in pet health who uses superfoods, nutrition, and rainforest herbs and all kinds of alternative or what I call advanced medicine treatments to help pets overcome serious medical conditions. Her name is Kay Aubrey Shemaine, and her website is grandadventuresranch.com, where you can find more information, her articles. You can even book a room to go visit Kay's ranch. She has a bed and breakfast at her ranch in southern Arizona. All right, for this segment, I'd like to ask you more details about the herbs that you're using. Now, I call them medicinal herbs. You probably don't use the word medicine in your practice for certain reasons, but I call them medicinal herbs, and I call it nature's medicine. But why did you choose to use the Amazon herbs instead of just off-the-shelf stuff from, you know, local health food store?
Well, I'd been using herbs and having moderate luck with them for years because most of them were domestically sourced, and they were grown like we grow every other crop with fertilizers and everything else here in the States. And I got some benefits from them, but not the speed that I could do with other things like homeopathy. And I was introduced to the Amazon herbs, and I was fascinated by the energetics of them, partially because they come from the rainforest, so they have never had a tractor, pesticides, herbicides, any of that. No I-95 going through the middle of the corridor with fumes going past them. And on top of that, once they're collected, if I go down to the local health food store and I pick up a typical tincture, it's just the plant that's been soaked in water and alcohol. They squeeze it and they put it in a bottle. They throw away the largest nutritional component of that plant, which is all the minerals, which are left in the bark, the mark is what they call it. So one of the things I liked about the Amazon herbs is they take that mark, they reduce it down by burning it. They're burning it down to its component ash. And that ash is put back into the tincture, but not just poured in. It's succussed-like and homeopathic. So energetically, it's so much more potent than any of the other herbs that I can get my hands on.
So these herbs operate not only at the typical biochemical level, but you're saying at a higher level too, at an energetic level.
At an energetic level. And when you're working with energetic medicine, you can go to someone and have an acupuncture appointment. You can get body work. You can get Rolf. You can get whatever you do. But unless your body has enough minerals in it to hold that energetic shift, it's going to go right back into its old patterns.
Yeah.
So nutrition is so important to go in hand with that. So here I get the mineral nutrition. I get the medicinal components of the herbs and so on that went into the water and alcohol. And I also get the energetics of it being succussed.
Wow, I'm so glad to hear you say that because I completely agree. You cannot go to an energy healer and solve your magnesium deficiency problem.
Well, exactly.
You've got to cover the basics before you even go seek out that.
Right. And 95% of mineral supplements here in the United States are nothing but ground up rocks.
Yeah.
So they're about 4 or 5% usable by the body. And then you've put more pressure on the liver and kidneys to have to flush out all that inorganic mineral that it couldn't use.
But what the body really wants, of course, are minerals from plants.
Exactly.
Because they're different than minerals from rocks.
Right. Minerals coming from the food source. Whether or not you're a vegetarian, getting it from the plants, getting it from the cow that ate the plants, assuming the cow was ever allowed to eat plants.
Right, that's a big assumption.
Right, so the nutritional base of what you're eating needs to be as high as possible. And the energetic education of that plant is also very important. We know that plants respond to light, to music, to voice. We know they respond to energy. So what plant has more energetic education? The one in the rainforest with 5,000 species of plants and animals around it, or the head of lettuce sitting by the freeway in a 50-mile long row of lettuce,
right,
that sees nothing but lettuce and the occasional car?
Yeah, exactly.
Which one has more knowledge to pass on to our bodies?
Yeah, I think the concept, I sometimes call it healing through information, and you know, plants encode information about their environment.
Exactly.
And they actually respond to it. Some of the nutrients or phytonutrients that they generate are, of course, in response to what's going on in the environment. And
right,
these plants, the Amazon herb plants, they have to be the strongest plants possible to survive in that wild, competitive, natural environment.
Right. They're not being helped along with artificial anything. They're not getting NPK, nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, which is our typical make the plants blue-green fertilizer that we see. There's no real broad-spectrum nutrition going into the plants, or more appropriately, the microbes that feed the plants here domestically. We're putting basic NPK, man-made nitrogen-fixed fertilizers into our soils.
Right, and we're sterilizing the soils.
We're sterilizing. For every molecule of nitrogen, we burn out 5 molecules of carbon. So we're getting into this addition to global warming. We're creating more and more problems by burning all that carbon out of the soil. Where does it go? It goes up into the atmosphere. So by putting all that nitrogen in, we actually make all of our problems with global warming worse.
Yes.
And we provide no more nutrition. No copper, molybdenum, boron, any of that is going into the corn that we eat out of Iowa.
Now, in using this nutritional approach, this herbal approach that you use in all of these advanced forms of medicine, I'm curious, what kinds of results do you actually see in dogs, in cats, in horses? I mean, can you give us a true story of an animal turning around its health, and what did you observe?
Oh, well, it's hard to even just pick one. Every week on the calls, I hear from another animal that's turned itself around. summer before last, 4th of July weekend was a 5-day weekend here in Tucson, or 4-day weekend. It was a long weekend. And there was a woman here in Tucson whose dog seemed to be off her food, just a little bit. So she didn't think anything much about it. But it got worse. And on Friday, she took the dog to the vet. And by this time, she had to be carried in. She was too weak to stand. The vet went in, did x-rays, checks. Dog had a 5-pound tumor on her spleen, and spleen tumors tend, once something's erupted, they bleed into the belly. They're very hard to ever save the animal.
And a 5-pound tumor?
5-pound tumor on about a 65-pound dog.
Oh, my.
And he said, you know, take her home. She's going to die tonight. So she took her home, but luckily she called Alta over at OK Feeds, who happens to have the Amazon herbs. And Alta totally believes in the Sangre de Drago and some of the Recovazon and some of the other herbs. So she rushed over there. And that evening, they gave that dog the herbs every hour.
Wow.
And about midnight, Alta had to go home. The woman went to sleep fully expecting that in the morning her sweet dog was going to be gone. But she'd done her best. She got up in the morning. The dog was sitting up looking at her going, I want breakfast.
Wow.
So she continued on the Recovazon and the Sangre de Drago over every couple of hours over the weekend. And on Tuesday, that dog walked into the vet under her own steam. The vet was astonished, redid the test, said, you know what? That tumor has shrunk by over half. And her...
In how many days?
From Friday to Tuesday.
Oh, my.
And he said, you know, now she's strong enough for surgery. And we don't know if it's benign or not, but let's go in and check. Went in, took it out. It was benign. Thank goodness. And the dog survived. She's fine today.
Wow. So on death's door.
Exactly.
And now completely healthy.
Right. And that was in one weekend.
Amazing.
Completely, yeah, reversed out the blood supply to that tumor.
But see, people don't realize that they have this option. They're typically not told that this kind of natural medicine exists.
Well, the vets don't know. They don't get taught about it in vet school. There's no time. There's no time even for an extra curriculum in nutrition. So when they get to vet school, they get handed a pamphlet. And the pamphlet was written by Hills, who makes Science Diet. So guess what
right.
The vets sell? Because that's what they were told is proper nutrition.
You know, I even noticed I adopted a dog here from the Humane Society. Even the Humane Society, when they send you home with the information, they have now a DVD from a drug company talking about how your dog might need these pharmaceuticals.
Because the drug company subsidizes the Humane Society's right to exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Hills gives them free dog food. They have to kind of go where they have to get the money to save the animals.
What do you think about these new pharmaceuticals that have been approved for dogs? Prozac has been approved for dogs. Doggy depression.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of like restless leg syndrome. Let's find something that, you know, make a market and then sell to it. We have too many drugs left over of Prozac. People have started pulling it out of themselves, so they're not giving it to their kids as much. So let's find another market for it. It's crazy.
Incredible. Well, Kay, I want to thank you for joining us on the show today. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you here. And your website, one more time, I'll give it out to the listeners, is grandadventuresranch.com. And your phone number, 1-800-797-8274. And the main message to those listening today to this Health Ranger show is that if your dog is suffering from serious disease, you may have options that you didn't know about before. So educate yourself. Do the smart thing. There may be ways to save your dog's life or prevent disease that you didn't know about before. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon on the Health Ranger Show.